Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, one of the quickest ways that we can get this show into the ears of more contractors and add value to them and in turn bring respect and dignity back to the trades is ratings and reviews. My ask for you today is simple. Go give us a rating and a review. That's it. Share how this show has helped you. Share how it's added value to you in any way, shape, or form. Do that so that this show reaches more contractors and makes the industry better for everybody. Super appreciate that. You guys rock. Let's do this. All right, fighters. Happy Monday. Welcome to Monday Mojo here in the Contractor Fight. All right, I want to kick this off. This week, just kind of a story for you guys that might make you chuckle a little, probably make you roll your eyes going like, geez, Tom, you're an idiot. That's okay, because I think you'll learn something from this. My point here today, as you're hitting this week, is approach this week with the commitment that you will make no assumptions. Okay. If you haven't read the four agreements, go pick the book up. It's game changer. And one of the four agreements you need to make with yourself is you will make no assumptions. So anyway, many, many, many years ago, I think it was the first year that I started my first company. So we're probably looking at 2002, spring of 2002-ish, right in there, end of 2001, early 2002. I started, I was a one-man show, painting houses. I go to this woman's house. I can remember it was like a townhome. It was winter. In the Chicago area, which, you know, early 20 or 2002, like I said, so it was like 4 in the afternoon, 5 o'clock, whatever it was, I forget, but I know it was like around dinner time. It was dark. It was cold. It was just one of those gloomy Midwest winter days and nights and whatever. And I go there and I'm all bragging about as we're walking around her house that she wants painted. You know, I had no sales skills, no marketing skills, didn't know anything. I would just open my mouth and most of the times my foot got inserted and this was one of them. So we're walking around and she says to me, we're walking down a stairwell. Okay. So picture yourself walking down the stairs from the second floor to up, back down the first floor. And at the bottom of the steps is like a wall. And then you turn left and go down like two more steps. And now you're in the main foyer hallway of the townhome, okay, just to give you a visual. And she's ahead of me and she gets to the bottom, turns the left, goes down those two little steps and she stops and I'm still on the steps coming down facing that wall that's facing the upper hallway. And she says to me, so Tom, I'm talking to other people. What makes you guys different than all the other companies? And that's like, what makes me different? Because I was a one-man show. And I proceed to tell her that what makes me different is the pride that I take in my work. For example, and I pointed to the wall at the bottom of the stairwell, I said, so for example, whoever painted this wall, you could see they didn't defuzz their paint roller. And there's little fuzzies in here and little hairs stuck to the wall. And apparently there's what we would call ropes, you know, when you use a roller and it creates like a little rope. It looks like a rope in there because you don't have pressure on the roller going in the direction that you're rolling and whatever it is. I'm like, you know, whoever painted this wall absolutely had zero pride in what they were doing. And that's not us. Who, you know, the company that did this wall, and I, for like, good 30, 40 seconds, I'm ripping on this. She looks at me and she says, I painted that wall. And she goes, in fact, I painted this whole place 3 years ago and I want my colors changed. And she wasn't happy. Like her demeanor, her body language, her tone of voice, everything changed. And guys, I looked at her and I said, probably not going to get the job now, am I? And she goes, not a chance. I said, thanks for having me. And I walked out and I left, never saw her again. So guys, my lesson here. Okay, this is one of the things that we teach in our sales warrior workshops and our sales training program and Battleground and stuff like that, is you got to sell with a blank slate in your mind. When you have a conversation with somebody, make no assumptions, all right? Ask what we call dumb questions. In fact, Tim Cotrone, if you listen to our Saturday episodes, him and Greg, you know, they share some good stuff there for you guys. You know, Tim is, they're both a couple of our sales coaches. Tim famously is quoted from years ago in one of our sales training calls. He says, "The dumber I am, the more money I make." Okay. So guys, don't make assumptions. Don't assume that if you pull up to a trailer park or somebody calls you and you're pre-qualifying and they tell you they live in a certain part of town or whatever, don't assume that they're broke. Or if they're in a big ass house, don't run your ass out there in the perfect or the rich side of the town and assume that they have the money. Okay. That's why we pre-qual. We ask questions. We ask a good question. We shut our mouth because we don't want to make assumptions. So hopefully this helps you. I'm sure you got an eye roll, maybe a little chuckle out of that. I'd love to hear your stupid stories, quite honestly, because I think it just helps everybody. We'd love to share them. So if you want to email those to Help the Contractor Fight with the subject line stupid story, I'm just making this up right now. So Roz and the team behind the scenes are going to be like, what the hell is this? But anyway, it's all good. Subject line stupid story, and tell us one of your stupid foot in the mouth stories, and maybe I'll read it here on the air. So appreciate y'all. Give us a rating, give us a review. We'll see you guys next time on Monday Mojo. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.